Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Ming-Chi Kuo is out with an update on Apple's highly anticipated foldable iPhone. He says that Foxconn is set to kick off the project later this year in either late Q3 or early Q4. At this time, however, many of the component specifications of the foldable iPhone have reportedly yet to be finalized. One of the flagship features of Apple's first foldable iPhone is expected to be the display. While there are multiple Android foldables on the market, one of their biggest compromises is that there is a visible crease down the center of the screen. Apple, however, has worked with Samsung Display to create a display that does not visibly crease. According to Kuo's report this week, that foldable display is one of the few components with finalized specifications. According to previous reports, another standout feature of the foldable iPhone will be its stainless steel and titanium alloy hinge. Kuo says that this component has yet to be finalized, but it has drawn considerable market attention due to its unique design. While Foxconn is expected to kickstart its work on the foldable iPhone later this year, mass production isn't slated to begin until later in 2026, with a release date then scheduled towards the end of 2026. It'll reportedly feature an approximately 7.8-inch inner display and a 5.5-inch outer display. This means it would be similar to an iPad mini screen when unfolded. But again, it's clear that Apple is still finalizing its plans, so all of these rumored specs could change, but the screen does sound like something Apple is moving forward with. In other news today, Apple's wallet app is getting one step closer to replacing your physical wallet this year with iOS 26. Historically, you've been able to save things like your credit card number, expiration date, and security code in the autofill section of the Settings app under Safari. With iOS 26, however, this information is moving to a far more convenient location in the Wallet app. When you tap on one of your cards saved in the Wallet app, you'll see a new option to add physical card information. This is where you can store that card number, expiration date, security code, and a short description of the card. This will be useful for times when you might need to give somebody the last four digits of your card, or when you're checking out online and the website doesn't support Apple Pay. It's one of several new upgrades coming to the Wallet app with iOS 26, such as support for passports and more robust support for boarding passes for airplanes. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5Mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out today, Apple's relationship with gaming on the Mac has always been interesting. While the company has spent a fortune trying to frame the Mac as a proper gaming machine, gamers have yet to embrace it like Apple had hoped. But at WWDC this year, Apple announced a new Metal 4 framework, introducing two practical moves that could help more AAA games run even better on the Mac. The two new features build on top of Apple's Metal FX upscaling technology. This feature lets an app render lower resolution images, then use Metal FX to upscale them. This reduces the combined time to render the final image and means that games can save time for each frame that it renders. The time saved can then be used to render the next frame sooner and improve performance. One of the new features coming with Metal 4 is something called Metal FX Frame Interpolation. Instead of making the GPU in your Mac work overtime to render more frames per second, interpolation generates new frames in between real ones. It does this by analyzing motion vectors and depth data from a game to figure out how objects are moving between frames. For players, this means far smoother animations and a higher perceived frame rate. Even if a game itself is rendering at only 30 or 60 frames per second, developers can use frame interpolation to deliver a 90Hz or even 120Hz experience without fully doubling the rendering workload. The next change coming to Metal 4 is Metal FX Denoised Upscaler. Ray tracing is currently a commonly used graphics rendering technique in PC and console gaming, but it's also notoriously performance heavy. The more rays you cast to simulate realistic lighting and reflections, the prettier the scene looks, but the slower the frame rate. With Metal FX's new denoising feature, Apple's pipeline now lets games render with fewer rays and then clean up the noisy, speckled result. The denoising happens during the upscaling process, which means you get a smoother, noise-free image without needing a heavy CPU processor. All of that is to say that Metal 4 could be one of the biggest upgrades to the Mac gaming experience in years. Apple hopes that it'll make it even easier for developers to bring their AAA games to the Mac, and perhaps finally turn the Mac into a powerful gaming platform with a robust library of those AAA games. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.